Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We're about to get this party started in 90 seconds, so don't go anywhere. We'll be here with you with the Sugar Ray Show, full 2 hours today, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
This is Satomi.
And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
Yeah. You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You owe no home of no family.
Pleasant good morning to you, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Sugar Ray Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusby Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show a part of your Wednesday morning live in studio on WMFO airwaves and as well worldwide on WMFO.org. Hope all of you have been doing well as I've been away for a little bit now. And there has been, you know, a lot going on both in the world of sports and as well as life in itself, which leads me to directly tell you at 10:05, there is going to be a major announcement. There's going to be a major announcement at 10:05 a.m. Eastern, 7:05 a.m. Pacific time. So for those of you that are listening now in anticipation and eagerness to hear what that announcement is, keep it locked in here, exclusively here on WMFO for that announcement at 10:05 a.m. That's just roughly just a tick under an hour from now. But for now, if you want to call into the program and talk with me, until then, you can at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as this is the first show I have done in the month of August, and there has been a lot that has transpired since I have been gone, which includes Patriots training camp officially underway and week one of the preseason for the New England Patriots being tomorrow evening. So, it's early. It's training camp. this is now week three of Patriots training camp, and there is a concern that I do have already, and it's not Mac Jones. I was actually doing some reading this morning in preparation for the show today, and there is something that I want to touch on as to pertains to the New England Patriots, specifically on the offensive side of the ball, that I do believe it warrants a conversation. Let's talk about it. We all know how important this year is for Mac Jones, right? This is year number three for Mac Jones. This is do or die. This is a year in which that, you know, most NFL teams are looking at their young quarterbacks and saying, hey, is he the guy or not? This is like the second or the last third of the 90-day probation period, except in the NFL terms, this is the last of a three-year probation period for young quarterbacks that are drafted in the first round. Is he the franchise guy or not? But I've always been a big believer that if you're going to find out exactly what you have in a potential long-term candidate, or in this case, player, you have to give him all the tools to succeed. You have to give him the best opportunities and the best scenario in order for him or her to flourish. That applies in both life and as well as sports. But in this case, the Patriots' biggest concern is their offensive line. It is their offensive line, and I am concerned. I'm concerned about the health of that offensive line. I am concerned about what will the Patriots' offensive line look like once the regular season begins a month from tomorrow. There is a reason why that I'm going to hamper on the offensive line a lot this morning. And the reason is because you want your third-year quarterback to have the best protection possible. You don't want him scrambling outside of the pocket running for his life as if he's running away from a bunch of hyenas that are trying to chase him down for dinner. You don't want that. And the reality is that the Patriots right now, as it currently stands, their biggest question mark is not just solely on Mac Jones. It is specifically at the right tackle position. And that is what worries me. Because right now, we don't know what the status of Trent Brown's health is. You need Trent Brown healthy. And before any of you can say that I am jumping down to Conclusions Boulevard or, you know, running across red lights or anything like that, look at it from the perspective that if your right tackle isn't healthy, how solid can you expect your pass protection to be? So right now, the Patriots, they're practicing primarily without their projected starters, Cole Strange, and I mentioned Trent Brown already. But the others, Mike Onwenu, and free agent addition Calvin Anderson, who, by the way, he's on a non-football injury list. I hope all is well with him. Now, the positive side of it is that Brown has done a lot in the last couple of days. He's done some 11-on-11 work on Tuesday. He has gotten reps in practice. But the issue is that Onwenu and Strange have not been able to practice. Onwenu, because of the ankle, he's on a physical, unable to perform list. And then Strange, he hasn't practiced since sustaining the leg injury in the first pad of practice of training camp. So right off the bat, the Patriots' offensive line is banged up. And from everything that I've been reading, from the reports from training camp, in the blogs and so forth, Mac Jones have had to spend a lot of time running from pass rushers in practice, no less, running away from pass rushers the same way that he would be running away from a flash flood that struck the Boston area yesterday, which we know is virtually impossible to run away from because nature is its own beast in its own right. But that's neither here nor there. But let me pose you this question, Patriot fans. If the offensive line is not healthy to start the year, let's say if, right? Because we still got, let's say, roughly a month or less than a month before training camp officially ends after the third preseason game, and then you start getting ready for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's your week one matchup. How confident are you in the offensive line and its ability to protect Matt Jones and to give him time to complete the short passes? I'd like to have your thoughts on the show. I welcome them as always. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So, in continuation on this point here, the Patriots interior trio, it should, when healthy, include Cole Strange, David Andrews, Mike Iwuenyi. That's solid on paper, right? But when you don't have a sturdy shelf, it certainly can have an effect, a negative effect at that, on your quarterback. When the foundation is not healthy, when it is not at its absolute best, it certainly can create issues. And I say that because I'm looking already ahead past preseason. I'm looking ahead to the first couple of games of the season against the Eagles and Dolphins, respectively. Both teams have excellent pass rushers. They can both get after the quarterback. And if the Patriots' offensive line has not been resolved or the guys are still not healthy at that point, that's when I would be concerned. You need Mac Jones in 2023 to stay upright. You don't need him to be taking unnecessary hits, especially if you can help it. And then also, one of the things that I'm most intrigued about in terms of tomorrow night's preseason opener is rookies Jake Andrew and Antonio Mafi. And in the second year, center guard player Cody Russey and Chasen Hines. Because we truly don't know what you have in those guys. And those guys, if, as I mentioned, Trent Brown is not healthy, for example, you're going to need those young guys to step up and step up huge. And I'm not saying tomorrow night is going to be, you know, do or die. No, but rather, preseason, as we all know, is usually the time that you get to see what you have in terms of your young players. Who is going to make the 53-man roster? That's why, for the concerns and the question marks that you do have in the offensive line for the Patriots, that's why tomorrow night is going to be critical for players like Mafi, Andrews, and Russey, as I mentioned, to show what they could potentially bring to the table should the injury concerns for the Patriots still remain there come week one. And that's something that I do think it is 100% worthy of having a lengthy discussion about. Because during their first practice sessions, this is what the offensive line for the Patriots have looked like. Riley Reiff, Cody Russey, David Andrews, Antonio Mafi, and Connor McDermott. Just on paper alone, that offensive line is not good enough. You only know of David Andrews. That's the sturdiest presence that you have on the offensive line. That's it. Everyone else, no sure thing. That's why I made the point when I was alluding to that you need to make sure that Mac Jones is going to be in the best position possible to succeed. That includes your offensive line being healthy. And we're about to find out the depth of this offensive line in very short order. What do the Patriots have there? Because Mac Jones will not be able to truly flourish in a Mac Jones manner in which that if he is running around and running for his life because the pass protection breaks down sooner than he thought it would, that in itself is going to render itself disastrous if that happens. So, week one, preseason tomorrow night for the New England Patriots at home against the Houston Texans. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And football's back. And I know a lot of you are excited. I'm excited. I'm curious as to what will happen this upcoming season. I'm curious to see what this team will look like. And a lot of different questions that surrounds this team right now. So the phone lines are open. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show as we have hit a music break. Coming up next, I want to have an opportunity to touch on a particular story that really bothered me over the weekend as it pertains to the Boston Red Sox. Availability is the best skill you can have. And when you're not available, it's problematic. I'm going to talk more about that coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show. Here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Don't go anywhere.
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
nation. Go feel the heat, the sweet vibration. Cause we are about to ignite. And we wanna go out tonight.
Welcome back to the Shook Rake Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad you're able to tune in on this Wednesday morning here in the Boston area, as these mornings are starting to feel more and more like September. And it's usually the first reminder that summer is truly coming to an end as we sit here on August 9th, still got a little less than a month away from Labor Day. So, with that being said, you know, summer is still in session. We're going to enjoy it as much as we possibly can here on the Sugar Ray Show 91.5 FM WMFO. So, the number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in as. This is a story that I had the chance to hear about over the weekend, and as well as, you know, read some about. And this was something that I, for the life of me, had a major problem with it once I finished reading about the situation with Alex Verdugo and the Boston Red Sox. This past weekend, if we can be very honest for a moment, it was brutal for the Boston Red Sox, for the fans, for the players, for the organization. There's just no other way to get around it. Yes, we know that the Red Sox, they were swept by the Toronto Blue Jays. That's number one. Number two, that's not really the issue. The bigger issue is Alex Verdugo. Alex Verdugo was scratched from Saturday's game against the Blue Jays at Fenway. And I thought that this was a move that sent, I would say, shockwaves, disappointment, in some cases, anger towards Verdugo, towards the Red Sox organization, and so forth. But this was understandable in the sense that when you are not available, when you are needed, that can't sit right with the people that you work with every single day. In fact, Chaim Bloom weighed in on the matter. And Chaim Bloom said, quote, "Obviously it had an impact. Saturday was a tough day. That's no secret. It was something that was tough for a lot of people. I think for Doogie, Alex Verdugo, seeing the effects of that was also tough for him. Now we see how he responds moving forward. I don't think he understands what was disruptive about it and understands why it was upsetting. Obviously, he's got a good bit of time here to show how he's going to respond." And that's something that we are going to really hamper on when it comes to situations like this. Because the way I look at it is that despite whatever that's going on with the team, despite however the season is going, if you're needed, if you are being called upon and you're not available, that's not a good look. And you're not injured at that. And it was something that I know it did not sit well with his teammates. And I know that I absolutely walked away thinking that, man, this is a bad look. And the reason why he was benched, we truly do not know, except that he was not available. So let's just go with that. He was not available for the Red Sox, and that he was benched. This is Verdugo's quote. He said, quote, "Just the manager's decision. We're going to leave it at that and just be ready to play tomorrow. I really don't want to go too far into it. It's his decision. That's what we went with. And I want to be available and I want to help in big parts and I want to help this team win. All we could do now is look forward to tomorrow, come here and be ready to play." Quote. Something had to have happened that led to Alex Cora saying, "You're not ready to play." The issue is why? Why not? Because the Red Sox, they're in a position right now, thanks to Chaim Bloom's inactivity at the trade deadline a week ago, margin for error is absolutely at zero. You need everybody available. You need everybody that is healthy, ready to go. But no, Verdugo said, nah. And that in itself, it just cannot happen. What type of message are we sending to the clubhouse when one of your most important players on the roster, Alex Verdugo, is not ready to play? He's not available. Availability is the best skill you can have. And bigger picture, this is what worries me the most. We know that Verdugo was a big part in terms of what the Red Sox got back in return for Mookie Betts when he was traded in February of 2020. Verdugo, he's been an okay player. Nothing spectacular. Nothing that makes you say, oh my God, I gotta go watch this guy get play. This guy is really special. He had a modest, at best, all-star caliber first half. Whether he should have been named an all-star or not, that's a different issue for another day. Personally, not really. But this whole attitude of just not being available to play, especially in an important series against your divisional rival in the Toronto Blue Jays. No, not good. Because guess what now? A team that needs you the most, you decided that, well, nah, today, not today. But again, we don't know what the reason was. My problem with it is that Alex Verdugo, on an important day, in an important series, his lack of availability, I thought, spoke volumes. It spoke volumes in terms of his character. It spoke volume in terms of the state of the Red Sox in 2023. It spoke volumes as to why even the most arguing of Boston sports media personalities, especially Red Sox media, have been very up and down, not completely sold in with this 2023 team. just when you start to have belief in this team shows you reasons why Heimblum did not invest in this team at the trade deadline. Even though the Red Sox are right there in the American League wildcard race. They're right there. But Heimblum said, nah. And we've seen how the Red Sox under Heimblum, they're a sub 500 team post trade deadline, especially in the first, let's say, 20, 24 games. Overall, the Red Sox are 28-42 under Heimblum after the trade deadline, especially in the team's first 20 or 22 games after the trade deadline. So I honestly wonder, is this a prelude of what's to come? I think it's fair to ask, because Alex Verdugo, no matter what you may feel or say about him, you need him on this team, and you need him in this lineup consistently. Obviously, he has shown up to play since then, but it just leaves me wondering, how bad could it have been for Alex Cora to call it one of his worst days as Red Sox manager? Because if it was truly that bad, what happened in order for him to say that or to even come to that kind of conclusion? Because that's not surface level. That's deep. That's really deep. And I just look at him and I say, man, at a time right now where the Red Sox, they are in the American League wildcard standings right now, you need every bit of what you can get out of this roster. But here's the reality. Even though the Red Sox, as of this morning, they're 5 games out of the third and final wildcard spot, how much faith do you honestly have that this team would be able to make a run, let's say later this month or even September? Because I wouldn't fault you if, honestly speaking, if your faith wasn't very high. How much faith do you have in Verdugo moving forward? Is it high? Do you think that he can be an important cog for this team moving forward? Or do you think that this is the final straw that broke the camel's back for Alex Verdugo in the Boston Red Sox, saying, you know what, in the offseason we'll deal with him, but right now we need him to be an important contributor for this team? And if I'm the Red Sox, I'm looking to move him this offseason. I am. Because you need players that's not only that is going to be available, but not pout when they don't get their way. Because if you remember, this is not the first time that he's pouted when he didn't get things on his way. He complained about not being named an all-star. I don't entirely hold that against him. Maybe 60% I hold it against him. 40% I'm just like, debatable. But how you respond to that says a lot more about you than the rest of baseball. Now, the rest of baseball looks at you and say, is this guy going to be a problem guy, or is this guy going to be a big, important piece for a team moving forward? Because, I don't know, I look at this situation, I say, I don't think this helps Verdugo's future in Boston one bit. If anything, it just tells me, I think the Red Sox should consider trading him in the offseason. I really do feel that way. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in as we are moving along steadily during this first hour of the show, as we got a lot more to get into as we move along during this show, including a major announcement at 10:05 a.m. So something that you're going to want to stay around for and listen for that announcement. But in the meantime, we do have another music break that we are going to go to. And coming up next, there's one decision that has absolutely created a massive uproar in sports. And rightfully so. Wait until you hear, in case if you haven't heard by now, exactly what that story is and why it has led to such an amazing showing of solidarity. I'm going to tell you exactly about that story coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Reform Radio.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
My husband had a...
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dream. Forgive me my weakness. But I don't know why. Without you, it's hard to survive. 'Cause every time we touch, I get this feeling. And every time we kiss, I swear I could fly. Can't you feel my heart beat fast? I want this to last. Need you by my side. 'Cause every time we touch, I feel the static. And every time we kiss, I reach for the sky. Can't you hear my heart beat so? I can't let you go. Want you in my life.
Sky, they wipe away tears that It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tuss, Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. In the 4 years that I've been doing this radio show, I've seen my fair share of some pretty outrageous stories in sports. I've seen my fair share of controversy. Hell, I've seen my own personal fair share of controversy on social media. Whoop-de-freaking-do. And there are times in which that you are entrusted to do a job and you're entrusted to do a job pretty well. And when you're entrusted to do a job like, for example, being a broadcaster, being whether it's a radio host or a play-by-play guy for a team, you're entrusted to deliver the truth. Because no employer wants you to lie to the audience that you're calling games for. That's just dishonest and disingenuous. No employer should want a broadcaster to not be fair, forthright, especially when it comes to information about your team's performance on the field, whether you may like it or not. In fact, one broadcaster recently, Baltimore Orioles broadcaster Kevin Brown, who I am very fond of his work. He has been absolutely outstanding as a play-by-play announcer for the Baltimore Orioles broadcast on Mass and Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. Apparently, on July 23rd, in the opening for the broadcast against the Tampa Bay Rays, Kevin Brown led off the broadcast with facts, not opinion, not hot takes, but facts about the team's performance at Tropicana Field. This is what was said, ladies and gentlemen, in case if you did not hear exactly what got him suspended. This is courtesy of Mass and Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, Kevin Brown. This is back from July 23rd.
For the Orioles, Brandon Hyde has felt like this has been maybe the toughest ballpark to play in. But the Orioles have a chance to do something special today. They've already clinched at least a split in the series, winning two of the first three, and they could pick up a series win behind Tyler Wells today. It's been a minute. The Orioles split a two-gamer with the Rays in June. They had lost their last 15 series here at Tropicana Field. You have to go back to when our now colleague Brad Brock picked up the win in the series finale, June 25th, 2017, the last time the Orioles won a series here at St. Pete. Already got 3-2 at the Trop this year after winning 3 of 18 the previous 3 years combined. It is a stark difference, Ben, and it is not a bad Rays team. It's not.
That's what got him suspended. He didn't say anything derogatory. He didn't say anything that was a lie. He didn't say anything that would, you know, incite any sort of commotion or even controversy. All he did was point out the fact that the Baltimore Orioles, in the midst of what has been the season that everybody in Major League Baseball should be talking about a fact about the team that's not the brightest spot, but it's the truth. So let me make sure I understand this correctly. In 2023, you're not allowed to be critical of the team that you broadcast games for. Is this what we're doing now? Is this the censorship that we're now imposing on broadcasters who call games for teams and organizations or networks? Is this what we're doing now? John Angelos has got to be the biggest jackass in sports right now. He's unequivocally the biggest jackass in sports right now. Because if you're going to get that upset and that mad and that displeased with Kevin Brown for him doing his job, literally bringing out a fact, the Orioles have been atrocious in Tampa Bay for the last 6 years. And that's what got them suspended? This is a joke. This is absolutely a joke. In fact, I'll take it a step further. You spineless coward. But because, of course, you're not going to care about the fans and the vitriol that has come across from Major League Baseball. Because let me tell you something. The camaraderie that has been shown in the last 48 hours has been amazing to see. You saw guys like Gary Cohen of SNY, TV voice of the Mets, and Chip Carey, television broadcaster for the St. Louis Cardinals on Bally Sports Midwest, land absolute uppercuts and like, I mean, whatever else you can name it. All in defense of Kevin Brown and how moronic this decision was by the Baltimore Orioles management, especially John Angelos. This is a bad message. Bad message. I mean, the Orioles are having a Cinderella season. At this point, it's not even a shocker anymore. The Orioles, they are a damn good team and having a pretty special season. They're in first place in the American League East right now. Yet, right now, as it currently stands, the Orioles are not being talked about because they are a 70-win team in the American League. That's not why they're being talked about. Right now, they have the best record in the American League. The reason why they're being talked about is because we don't want our broadcasters being too critical of the team. If you call that being too critical, you got problems. You're more insecure than a prepubescent child. You have problems. Your issues run deeper than the fact that the Orioles had not been able to win a series against the Rays since June of 2017. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is next level outrageous, if you ask me. This is next level atrocity that even as someone who I have been fortunate to broadcast games, both on the play-by-play side and on the commentary side. So please stick with me here as I take you down this path. I've been fortunate to call games on ESPN Plus, on ESPN platforms. Like, not once have I ever been told, you know what, don't be too critical. Deliver your point, but be fair. This wasn't even anything bad. So, if you're going to suspend Kevin Brown, suspend everyone else that's responsible for this. And even then, they did nothing wrong. The production crew did nothing wrong. The lead TV producer for Orioles broadcast did nothing wrong. The Orioles broadcaster himself, Kevin Brown, did absolutely nothing wrong. So we got to this point now where we're not allowed to share facts about the teams that you cover without being told, no, too negative, suspend him. John Angelos, shame on you. Shame on you. This is disgraceful. Imagine, for example, I want to use this as an example. Make this relatable. Imagine, let's say, the TV broadcaster for the Boston Bruins, Jack Edwards, being told, you're not allowed to be critical of the Bruins' play on the ice. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, right? That Jack Edwards is being told by the bosses at Nesson, you're not allowed to talk about the fact that the Bruins have had struggles on the road, and brings up the facts of how the Bruins have played at home at TD Garden versus on the road. Imagine that for a moment. Because this is exactly what Kevin Brown did. The fact that the Orioles going into that series hadn't won a series at Tropicana. In fact, the title of the graphic was called Trop Equals Depression. How befitting and how perfect of a title that is. Suspend him. You're not allowed to be critical of the Orioles. Like, if I'm Kevin Brown, I'm telling Orioles management to kiss my ass. I'm telling them, take a hike. Go kick rocks. Because you know what? There are other teams that will greatly appreciate the terrific work that he's done. And I mean that. I've had the fortune of watching Oriole games this season. He's good. He's awfully damn good at what he does. And he gets suspended over bringing up statistical facts about the team? This is one of the most disgusting, one of the most disturbing stories that I probably have ever seen in terms of a sports broadcaster being suspended over a non-argument of fact. Is this what we come to? This is what we come to in 2023, I see. And you know something? I am so damn happy that other broadcasters across the game have, in fact, come to his defense. Harry Rose, radio voice of the New York Mets, being among one of them. I've seen his tweets about the matter. I saw what Chip Carey said in the broadcast against the Rays, the Cardinals and Rays, in the midst of that series. Just other broadcasters in the sport and from far and wide that have all come together in solidarity, and rightfully so. This is atrocious. This is absolutely atrocious. And if you are a baseball fan, and if you're a sports fan, and you happen to have a broadcaster who is not only just damn good at what he does, but knows how to be critical without being too overly harsh, and knows how to deliver facts in a manner in which that it is easy to digest, you hold on to that guy. You hold on to her. Despicable and disgraceful at the Baltimore Orioles. We're going to take a music break here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Hour number two of the Shukri Wright Show is coming up shortly, in which that we do have a major announcement at 10:05. So don't go anywhere. Hour number two of the Shukri Wright Show coming up next, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing.
For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by